Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Shlach, we hear about the well-known and tragic story of the Meraglim. And many Mefarshim ask a very basic question on this whole episode. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah in Parshas Tzav, Parshat Tes, Piska Aleph, refers to the generation of the Midbar as a generation shekulo dea, a generation that's complete wisdom, full of knowledge, full of understanding. This is the generation that saw the miracles in Egypt. They saw the splitting of the sea. And above all, they received the Torah at Har Sinai. They were the Dor Dea, the generation that embodied knowledge, embodied wisdom. How could that nation, how could that generation, how could this people be so negative about Eretz Yisrael, a land that Hashem praised again and again? This is not just a question of how could they sin so quickly. It's a question of how could they look disparagingly at something that Hashem looked at so positively. Many Mefarshim ask this question, or questions similar to this question. A beautiful explanation is suggested by Rav Yaakov Naiman, who died in 1983. Rav Naiman was the founder and Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas or Yisrael in Lida in Belarus, about 160 kilometers west of Minsk, and later he was the Rosh Yeshiva in Petach Tikva, where the Yeshiva moved to Eretz Yisrael. And this idea is found in Rav Naiman's Sefer on the Chumash Darkei Musar on our Parsha. Rav Naiman says, when the Meraglim came back to Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, when they delivered their reports, they said a lot of negative things. For example, they said in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Ocheles Yoshvea. It's a land that devours its inhabitants. And Rav Naiman says that this was actually true. In fact, everything they said had an element of truth. It's really what Rashi says. Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, he says this on Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chav Zayin, based on the Gemara in Maseches Sota Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that any fabricated statement in which you do not say at least something, some words that are true, that can never be maintained. So everything they said was true, had an element of truth, and that truth was very enticing to Bnei Yisrael, the people that Moshe sent, the people that Moshe appointed, the people that Moshe trusted to convey a report about Eretz Yisrael, returned with a true report. So Bnei Yisrael believed the elements of truth. They were swayed by that truth. However, Rav Naiman says the Meraglim and the people should have realized that the only reason that they saw these negative things in Eretz Yisrael was because they visited Eretz Yisrael before Bnei Yisrael got there, before they came, before they inhabited the land, and most importantly, before they brought the Torah to Eretz Yisrael. That's why they didn't see special things in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Naiman says that the situation can be compared to a house where the people in the house went away for a long time. So before they left, they closed all the windows and they locked all the doors. And then after a very long time like that, someone comes into the house and the air in the house is completely stale. And the person said, "How can anyone live in a house like this? No one can live in a house like this." And his friend said, "You are a fool. Look around. The house is nice. It's spacious. It's beautiful. And you see people can live here. Yes, you are right that the house seems stale right now. The air seems stale right now. You're right that it's not pleasant now. But if you open up the windows, and if you let fresh air come in, the musty air will dissipate, and fresh, clean air will come in." And that, says Rav Naiman, is exactly what the Meraglim and Bnei Yisrael should have said. "You are right that Eretz Yisrael seems hard to live in now, but that's only because you haven't yet entered and lived there. You haven't yet brought Torah into the land of Israel. Once that happens, you will see how wonderful it is there, exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised. Without Bnei Yisrael, without Torah, you are right. It's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshvea. But when you come in, when you bring the Torah there, and you live the Torah there, and spread the Torah there, when you let the clean, fresh air of Torah into the musty home, it will be breathtaking. And that is what we have seen in Eretz Yisrael in the last 100 years, Baruch Hashem, with all the Torah that's learned here, with all the Torah that's lived here. And I know there can always be more, but still, we have to appreciate what we have and how far we've come, Baruch Hashem. When we think about all the Torah that's here, we can appreciate the beauty of Hashem's land. God willing, it will only continue to flourish. Have an amazing day, everyone.